The almost 700 obesity policies fell under the banner of 14 separate obesity strategies. It is poignant to read the titles of these largely failed and forgotten strategies, which share an air of wishful purpose. Under John Major, in 1992, there was Health of the Nation. Next, under Tony Blair, in 1999, came Saving Lives. Also under Labour came Choosing Health, 2004, Choosing a Better Diet, 2005, and Choosing Activity, 2004, 2005, and 2005, and Healthy Weight, Healthy Lives, 2008. The coalition government produced Healthy Lives, Healthy People, and A Call to Action on Obesity in England, 2011. Most recently, under the Conservatives, there have been three instalments of Childhood Obesity, A Plan for Action, and then, in 2020, Tackling Obesity. Notice how the words choosing and action keep reappearing in these strategies. Given that poorer UK households would have to spend nearly 40% of their income to buy food for a healthy diet, according to recent data from the Food Foundation, to frame healthy eating as simply a matter of choosing is dishonest. It's not choice if you can't afford it. Decades of research show that obesity is determined to a large extent by environmental factors, such as socioeconomic inequality, the rise of ultra-processed food, and the way that cities are built to facilitate car use. But policymakers of England have stayed wedded to the idea that weight is all about personal responsibility. Just eat less and move more. The failures of obesity policy in England and the UK are part of a larger problem with food policy in general. As well as being a source of joy and nourishment, food is Britain's biggest employer, accounting for 4.1 million jobs, most of them low paid. At the same time, poor diet is the country's biggest cause of preventable disease, and the food supply is also one of its biggest drivers of climate breakdown. 10% of our greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture. And yet for decades, a food policy to address any of this has seemed to be missing in action. Fewer than a quarter of the policies analysed by Thearson White, 24%, included any plan for monitoring their progress. Nearly a third, 29%, of the policies did not include any time frame, any evidence, or any position on who or what is responsible for driving the rise in obesity. It isn't just that food policies in England have long been ill-suited to improving our diets. It is that very few people, inside or outside government, seems to have the slightest idea what these policies actually are.